revelations have been coming out over the last number of days about who knew what when inside in the civil service about EIB's ill-fated plan to turn 70 branches cashless across the country. The bank, after announcing it last week, reversed engines on Friday and declared that they would not be going down this road. This followed comments and statements from the Taoiseach in particular, Micheál Martin, who suggested that the bank should reverse the decision and wanted to meet with the head of AIB. It's not happening now, but what lessons do we need to learn and how do we need to adapt to the new reality of banking, particularly in rural Ireland? If a major bank, one of our two main pillar banks, can think that this is a good idea. Seamus Boland is with Irish Rural Inc. He's with me on the line. Seamus, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
What do you think are the main learnings that we need, and how concerned are you that we even got to this point?
Because, frankly, the two banks that are in the country left, by the way, in the country, are AIB and Bank of Ireland. AIB completely state-owned, and Bank of Ireland sort of. And if they can think of doing things like this, imagine what they would try to do if they were not beholden to the state. So it's very clear to me that we do need a third banking system similar to many European countries. And it's very clear to me that we need a banking system that is not answerable to the shareholders and the stock exchanges, but is answerable to the people, to the customers. And I think that's really the big lesson that, and we've been saying that since 2015.
Where does that need to happen now in the context of this? Because there would be a feeling there, a suspicion there, that if the bank thought this was a good idea, if they were looking to save money, if they were looking at maybe trends of the way people use money now, that they thought they could push this through, that they or another bank may not go down this road again in the not too distant future.
Yeah, I think they're, like everything else, the cashless, so-called cashless society is moving in different places. I think Sweden is a good place to look at. They did it, but they did it well, and they brought it in carefully, bringing people with them, bringing systems with them. You must remember what AIB tried to do. Bank of Ireland have kind of done already. What they tried to do was take shortcuts. If you want to bring in a cashless system, you have to bring people with you. You have to put systems in place. And the majority of businesses, especially in rural Ireland, are very cash-based. It doesn't matter whether it's the plumber, the builder, whoever you're getting services or work done from. It's more than likely cash. And that's the way it is. And we're a bit to go before we can think we can just switch cashless. It's nearly the same as the turf directive. You know, we can stop burning turf from September next. It's not going to happen that quickly. And that's why, Gerry, the anger was so great, because people were panicking yet again. Oh, my God, we have to do something. We have to get ourselves together. They're already struggling with the conversion from having Ulster Bank leaving, trying to sort out their accounts. Imagine this on top of everything else. This is what really fueled the anger.
So what do you think is needed in rural Ireland? In the context of the banking system that we have, the lack of competition we have, but also the fact that, look, we have the two main banks that are there, and obviously in a more limited way than they were before. You've got your post offices, you have your credit unions. Where would this other bank fit in, and how would it work?
Well, I think it could be a mixture of both. You know, remember we had this before. We had the ACC in place before and the Industrial Credit Corporation, the ICC. So it's not as if we never did this before. But yes, what you can do, we put forward a number of ideas. Look, we used the Sparkers model in Germany, but we didn't say we will take the Sparkers model. You could actually reorientate the credit union movement to become part bank, part savings credit union. You could do that. Probably that would be the best solution. You could even use the public, the so-called AIB that's effectively in public ownership, and turn that into the public bank we're talking about. We're not talking something radical here. We're simply saying take away the corporate nature of the banking structure here that we have, and do what they do in Germany. Even in Britain, they have the cooperative bank. All over Europe, they have what's called public sector banking or public community banking, which looks to the smaller business, the businesses trading on 3 to 4% margins, who are never going to make the banks rich, but they are needed as a functioning system in our country, in every country. And what we need to do is do what we did in the 70s and 80s, have these, something like the ACC, and cater for the farmers, the business, the smaller turnover businesses.
Now, there's been calls in the last 2 days, Seamus, for learnings politically out of this revelation in the Sunday Independent that the Department of Finance officials waited 4 days to tell Pascal Donoghue that AIB was closing cash services in 70 branches. Now, there's questions about that and questions about maybe why those officials didn't tell the minister, or also how they didn't maybe realise, or maybe it's because they did realise, how politically sensitive and explosive this would be.
I think that they got really caught out. Now, you know, they were probably thinking, well, Bank of Ireland kind of have done this and have to use the
funds. Were they waiting to see how it played out publicly, I wonder?
I think there was a little bit of, let's make the decision, see what happens. I think if they were talking to people in not just rural Ireland, but even in smaller businesses in the cities or wherever, if they were talking to any of the organisations who represent them, they would have been told, please, do not do this at the current time because of the problems people are having with switching their accounts. There was too much, people are too angry anyway. So yeah, there was a lot.
But shouldn't it have been left to the minister? He's the person who's elected, not the officials. The information, however explosive, however, you know, controversial, the politician at the top should be told first or at the same time, and he can make the judgment as the major shareholder in the bank can make the judgment this is happening and I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, I actually have already said that during the week when this controversy was going on and everybody was saying, look, we have to suck it up and see it. These are the only banks we have and whatever they do. And I made this point in public that really the major shareholder, which in this case was voiced by the Taoiseach, maybe they will listen to him now. And they did. Look, Pascal Donoghue is the Minister of whoever deputises from is on the AIB board, I presume. And somebody should have let the public know, and it should have been, since he's the major shareholder, perhaps he should have done it. But one thing is certain, he should have looked at the decision, and he should have taken some political soundings, even fly some kites before the official thing was announcement. But it was clearly not the right decision to take, and frankly, he should have known that.
Okay, all right. Listen, we're going to leave it there, Seamus. Thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning and giving us your perspective from Irish Rural Inc. in relation to that. If you have a view on what Seamus had to say and you know, the questions of the learnings that are coming out as to where things are going next, that's Seamus Boland there.